Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
It's time for us to have a conversation with Dr. Paul Coupe for our Pearl of Wisdom for today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lady in black. My favorite color, by the way. I wear a lot of black. I need to stop.
Listen, we had to wear black. I mean, I got used to wearing black as a lawyer because
that's
the uniform. It's predominantly black with just a white shirt.
Mm.
And then the skirt is black. The pantyhose must be black. We had to wear pantyhose. This generation, I just see them... You know, and they can even wear pants. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I've seen them wearing pants, trousers to court. We were not allowed to wear pants. We had to wear a black skirt, white and not cream, but white shirt with a bib and then the black gown. And yeah. So.
But I love it. I love it. Every time I see lawyers in the uniform, I'm like, yay.
Yeah. Except in summer, it's not quite that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can imagine.
A little bit hot. We must have an African version, African attire legal.
Yeah. Dr. Pearl, welcome back. Another Monday, and we've got Pearls of Wisdom once again. I've been anticipating and looking forward to what's next, because we wrapped up the series on being still and knowing that He's God last week.
Right.
And I believe we start a new one today.
Yes, we're starting a new one, and I'm just going to introduce it today, and then we're going to do, I think, another few series. Mm-hmm. On it, but I really wanted to talk to about the aspect of boundaries. Boundaries, because you know, there's some practical things that we just don't apply in our lives. And you know, when I started just sort of interrogating this situation or this aspect of boundaries, it was after I'd seen some of my relationships sort of being damaged, you know, not going the way that they were supposed to go.
Sure.
And I realized that, you know, some of the reasons why our relationship, we have relationship breakdown, is because of not actually heeding boundaries.
Mm.
So I started to do a study of boundaries. And one of the first things I learned about boundaries is that the Bible is actually a book that sets boundaries.
Oh, Dr. Pearl.
And the thing about it is we don't actually understand that. Because, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And we've misinterpreted that to mean that anything goes.
Which is not true.
Liberty, freedom. Mm. And yet, when you look at the Bible, I mean, and we mustn't look at it from a legalistic point of view. I don't want people to think, you know, this is a legalistic kind of Bible. But it sets out boundaries for us to be able to maximize our lives.
Of course.
So that we can live good lives. So it basically says, this is the deal. If you want to live a good life in this area, this is what you need to do. If you want to live a victorious life, these are the boundaries within which you need to operate. So it does that even in terms of food. You know, there are food suggestions and recommendations in terms of what we need to eat, what we don't need to eat. It does so even in terms of relationships.
Yeah.
So when we look at the family unit, it tells us how to operate within the boundaries. Who is the head of the house? How do we function in terms of managing this family relationship?
Mm.
When it comes to parents and children, there are boundaries that are set in terms of how we must function as parents in parenting.
Yes.
You can't just leave the child, no boundaries. Hey, come in anytime you want, you know, whatever.
In my house.
Exactly. So as parents, we need to do what? We need to set boundaries so that our children don't go astray. That's, you know, and we're going to be looking at each and every one of these relationship boundaries separately. So that we can examine that. As parents, we need to set boundaries in our children's lives to make sure that they don't fall away. I mean, I remember my own life. I had some naughty moments, as unbelievable as it may sound. I had some naughty moments.
The moments of the clubs.
Listen, my parents had to set boundaries. Otherwise, I would have just ended up in the wrong. Yeah. And then, you know, we're going to also look at the aspect of boundaries in a relationship. So I want us to also, in the coming weeks, we're going to examine the aspect of, are you in a relationship? Mm. And I'm going to talk about also dating versus courtship.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah. Okay. What does that mean? And then if you are in that dating or courtship relationship, mm-hmm. what are the boundaries that you need to set mm. to make sure that you don't go outside? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't end up doing things mm-hmm. that the Bible does not recommend. You don't end up setting up a wrong foundation for your marriage. So we're going to be looking at that aspect. There are boundaries that need to be set in ministry relationships.
Yeah.
That's another thing that we think about as family. You know, a lot of ministers get into trouble. Their marriages get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wife, if it's the man who's in ministry or the man who's a fivefold minister, and we don't set enough boundaries pertaining to time. How mm-hmm. much time do we allocate to our family? How much time do we allocate to the sure. body of Christ? A lot of divorces in the body of Christ. Why?
Because
we didn't set boundaries. A lot of PKs, they call them, but children of pastors
mm.
who end up not loving God or the congregation. They hate the congregation mm. because we didn't set up boundaries.
Mm.
So the house, they don't have a house to live in because the house is the church's house.
Always Bazalwana, always, yeah.
Always Bazalwana here. They're always being told, keep quiet. Your video games are too loud. There's no mm-hmm. privacy that they can enjoy. No boundaries in terms of family time and what belongs to the family. And so the family suffers mm-hmm. and the family becomes dysfunctional because of not being able to set boundaries. And we see a lot of that happening in ministries. So I do want to say this just to people in the ministry. I want to encourage you out there. If you're in the fivefold ministry or if you are a minister out there, remember that priesthood starts at home. Priesthood starts with your family. And, you know, when you read the book of Timothy, it tells us what constitutes a good bishop, you know, all of those things. A husband yep. of one wife, you know, mustn't love alcohol, all of those things. But it talks a lot about the family for a reason that, you know, we have to demonstrate good leadership in our home first. Priesthood starts with the family. If we can manage our homes well,
yep.
then the probability that you will manage a collection of homes, because this is not just one home, this is many homes.
Mm.
The probability is going to be greater because now we can look at you. We can see you as an example. We can see you as a minister of the gospel male. Mm. How are you treating your wife so that as men in the body of Christ, we now know how to treat our wives. So the aspect of boundaries is very, very key. And I'm going to just this session, I'm just going to do boundaries pertaining to ministry.
Yeah.
And then in the next sessions, we're going to talk about courtship boundaries, relationship boundaries. We're going to talk about even friends.
That one is a big one.
It's a big one. We lose a lot of friends because of not knowing when to set boundaries, and you take
advantage.
And sometimes
how to communicate those, but like,
exactly.
Are you supposed to clear out, say, hey, listen,
exactly.
this is where we end. This is not without offending the next person. Yeah. Sometimes you get scared of.
We're going to talk about that in terms of how do we set boundaries in relationships, courting relationships, in relationships pertaining to parent-child relationships, in relationships pertaining to friendship relationships. All those, because at the end of the day, the goal and the agenda is that let's preserve relationships. There are relationships that are important, and we can't keep bouncing from relationship to relationship because we don't respect boundaries, because we take people for granted, because we just think that by virtue of their being our friends, we can just say anything, anyhow, anytime we want.
Sure.
So boundaries are very important, and we're going to be interrogating them one by one. But for this session, I just wanted to encourage the ministers to say, ministers of the gospel, mm-hmm. yes, we serve God. Yes, we are there to serve people, but not at the expense of your family. Make sure that we serve our family as well. Set boundaries in terms of counseling. How you counsel, where you counsel. I try not to make a habit of counseling at my home. So I go outside of the home so that my children still enjoy the privacy at home. So such boundaries like that. Set boundaries for yourself. A lot of illicit, sexual, immoral relationships we're seeing, Z, are happening as a result of ministers not setting boundaries when they counsel. Mm. So not going to private places to counsel, you know, like intimate kind of places.
Especially with the opposite gender, yeah.
With the opposite gender especially. So be accountable, be transparent. I'm always very, very accountable in terms of who I'm going with. If I'm traveling, let's say I'm ministering somewhere and somebody's looking for me and at the hotel and they come in and it's a male, I will never allow them into my room. I will never say, come up to my room. I will say, wait for me in the reception. So everything must be transparent, must be public. A good name is better than gold. So setting those ministerial boundaries so that you can, you know, maintain credibility and God's name. Remember that you're an ambassador of Christ. So even if you're not doing anything bad per se, but appearances can also give off the wrong impression. So as ministers, let's remember to set those right boundaries to protect our families, make sure that they have the necessary time that they need, to protect our children, to make sure that we protect their relationship with God, that they don't end up blaming God and hating God because we failed to put boundaries in place. So make sure that you also protect the congregation. Because when our family splits, when we go through divorce, and when our children are having challenges, it ultimately is going to affect the congregation as well. When you fail to put in boundaries concerning morality issues and perceptions, and you have to step down from ministry, and that's going to affect the congregation that for the next month, for the next 6 months or 1 year or 2 years, however long you have to step down, that means they have to call in a new minister. So it affects everybody when we don't put in boundaries. So that's my encouragement today is on boundaries. Please tune in next week. And for the next, I think, 3-4 weeks to listen on boundaries and how it's important. I don't want us to put in legalistic boundaries to the point where you feel you're in prison now. But enough boundaries, biblical. And we're talking about biblical boundaries. So these are boundaries that have a biblical basis that the Bible actually tells us. Be careful of this.
Yes.
And so these are biblical, not legalistic boundaries, but they're all intended to ensure that we're all protected and we live a maximized, victorious life. Hallelujah.
I cannot wait for this conversation to continue next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl.